Hey, good morning.
I may be asking you with more medication.
So we're finishing off in Shaar Revi at the end of the fourth gate, number 11. So we finished off last time with just raised the horror question, maybe, that the way we saw it, where we all started off, when he said the Ikai, explain the Pasuk. So all going to explain this Pasuk, Chesed Emes, the Chupar Ovar. Through Chesed and through truth, you acquire a Kapara. So we saw right in the beginning in Aleph, explain that the Pasuk. You cut the pasuk into two separate parts of the pasuk. There are some areas, like which explain chayvei priestess and things like that, which even if you do tshuva, it's not enough. You need yisoyim. So for that, he says, okay, you don't need yisoyim. You can be oisik and chesed, busy yourself with chesed and explain all different types of chasadim, and that will help to stop the yisoyim. Okay, that was the chesed. I said MS. He said, okay, MS is actually something else. That's referring to a different Aveira, Aveira of Chil Hashem. But there, to counteract the Chil Hashem, you have to do a Kiddush Hashem, which is MS, spreading MS to Kiddush Hashem. And then we saw here in Shaar Revi, when he spoke about, he said, actually, Chil Hashem is two ways of counteracting Chil Hashem, either through MS or through spreading Torah as well. Okay. And then we came to, here in Ois Yod Aleph in Shaar Revi, when he explains the idea of things which help against Yisroim, he said again, all sorts of chesed helps against Yisroim, but he said as well, actually also, Torah helps that as well. And when the Pasuk says chesed ve'emes, it's all going on talking about getting rid of the Yisroim, right? The emes part as well, because emes is Torah, and you want a couple of looking at Torah, and Torah helps, is making it from Yisroim as well as chesed. So it's a little bit difficult, because I mean, in the beginning, in Shaar Aleph, you didn't explain that way that the MS is going on Yisroim, and you didn't explain the Bechal the MS means Torah. Okay, it's not the end of the world. Okay, it seems, it still looks like he's saying, okay, it could be both. He's saying Chesed helps Yisroim. When I said MS, MS could mean a couple of things. It could mean MS, and it could mean Torah. And of course, there's Muramas for both of these ideas. He's explaining also the idea that Torah helps Yisroim, and also that it helps against. If someone has a Chil Hashem, we'll host in the cup of that as well. I'm not sure why he didn't explain it very clearly right in Shaar Aleph, why he left it in Shaar Aleph, I don't know. But, okay. So we say, Divrei Torah Aniyim V'Mokim Echad V'Ashirim V'Mokim Echad, right? We don't always see in a place everything. Sometimes we have Shaar Aleph, he elaborates further. So we'll just finish this Shaar Revi Yud Aleph, where we're holding, and then we'll move on a little bit. So he says there in Shaar Revi Yud Aleph, he's talking about this idea we just said, that Torah also helps the Yisroim. So near the end of this thing, he says, near the end of Yod Aleph, he says, "Mishnei ponim togin olam v'tovim Yisroim." There's actually two ways that Torah helps against Yisroim. Ha'echod, ki omo rabbi Yisroim, zuchin uchar tamo Torah k'neged kunam. Well, that's the simple one, what he said before, the mitzvah of tamo Torah is as weighs as much as all other mitzvahs, and so that definitely is going to help against Yisroim. In other words, since it's the mitzvah of Chesed, what is it about Chesed? We say that Chesed helps. Stokot asking Yimovens, and Chesed also helps against Yisroim. So why? What's miuchad about Chesed dafka that helps stops Yisroim coming more than any other mitzvah? I don't know, I might have thought it's, I don't know, I always thought there's something intrinsic to chesed. Midah k'neged midah, you're helping other people, so you know, you're making their lives better, so Hashem make your life better. So, I don't know, now he's saying, well, tamateo will definitely have, if chesed helps, tamateo would also definitely help, because tamateo is definitely as big a mitzvah as chesed. Looks like he's saying it's something that is made there, because it's the importance of the mitzvah. Yeah. That, you know, because it's a big mitzvah, that's why it helps me make me swim. If I guess it helps, I'm definitely come with
you. Unless we say that for some degree, Torah includes all mitzvahs.
Right.
Not bigger the whole meat.
Oh, right.
But so it includes.
Yeah. So my, the truth is that Samantha Gurulam is in that Mishnah there of all these things which are Karen of Erechon Parasim by Namazer. And this, all these Chasodim, says also Talmud. Maybe he means the Talmud includes the Maila, all the Mailas, all the of Chesed and the other Mitzvahs included in Talmud Torah as well. It's not just because it's a very big Mitzvah. Yes. Yeah, learning Torah helps the world, helps everybody, helps the world.
And we have example of this, that some Gadolim did nothing but learn all day long. So they gave up all other mitzvahs.
Just remind me.
I doubt.
I just reminded me now, I just heard recently. Somebody said the story of Moshe, that Moshe Shapiro was on a bus. We used to take the bus every day from Beit Dagon to wherever he went to. And there was this Chilani person who was more of a muskil or kohen, whatever you want to call him. And so one day he asked him, he said, he wants him to prove to him from the Torah that learning Torah, we know, learning Torah helps everybody. Now we know all sorts of things in Chazal and Gemara, you know, learning Torah and it helps. What's something from the Torah, from the Tanakh? Where do you see in the Tanakh that learning Torah actually helps everyone else? I mean, maybe it's good for you, where do we see that? So he's understanding Gemara, no Gemara, it's just from the Torah. So he said to him, okay, do you accept a dictum of the Goyim, of the Gra? So that, well, he was a masker, obviously, yes, he said. So he said, the Goyim says, what's the difference between a She'ela and a Bakosha? You can ask somebody a favor. Vakesh, yeah? She'ela and Vakosha, what's the difference? So the Goyim says.
But what between what and what?
Levakesh, Bakasha, Vakosha, to ask somebody, Levakesh, or Loshon She'ela, also She'ela, Shol, to ask somebody to do something for you. There's two words you can use for to ask somebody to do something for you.
What's for asking?
Different words for asking.
The difference between the meaning of. There's a deep difference to say She'ela, and you say Vakosha. Two different meanings of the word
asked,
we need to understand
what it means. So, the Vilna Gaon, there brings some in the Pasuk, in Meginas Esther, Esther says, Achashverosh, Nafshi b'sheilosi, v'ami b'vakoshosi. What's the difference? When you're asking something for yourself, it's a she'ela. I'm asking you, please do something to help me, that's usually a she'ela. Nafshi b'sheilosi. When you're asking for other people, say, it's like all the Vakosha, Ami Vakoshasi. So he said, Tobi Domenech says, Achas Sha'alti Me'is Hashem, Oiso Avakesh, Shifti Me'is Hashem, Koli Me'chayag. So you see that Shifti Me'is Hashem is not only for me, it's also, and Oiso Avakesh is also a Vakosha for other people as well. Okay, that's what he told him. Like upon him, so that's the same thing here, that Torah has this mail of Chesed as well, and it's also making it for me. So that's the first way Torah helps. The second thing he says is interesting, Rashaini, the second way Torah helps. To be made from Yisroelim, ki yoshis amol loy b'toyo atochei bo. With someone who learns Torah, who's amol b'toyo, he's toreach. Vashet tidat shnosem inov, and to the extent, you know, he doesn't sleep. He keeps himself up at night learning. Yeah, in real amol b'toyo as it should be. So that's also, that itself is considered a Yisroelim. So yana b'machim Yisroelim. This will be in place of other Yisroelim. Yisroelim Yaakov, for Hashem could send you. Yeah, right. So that's also interesting. Yeah, you know, the Gemara says, yeah, we know the Gemara says, Adam and Omol Yudod. You can have an Omol of, but not other things. You can have an Omol of Teira. So if you accept upon yourself an Omol of Teira, that will save you from this also.
It means that when you're learning Torah, it's very nice when you have miserable time sometimes.
Yeah, it's the learning itself is difficult. Yeah, there's a famous Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noyah.
It's killing you.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, the Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Noyah that the Klal Yisrael didn't want to accept the Torah she'bal-peh because it's so difficult. Yeah. You're very happy to accept Torah she'bal-peh. He seems to be answering the question. Face asks the question of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Kishwak lifts up the mountain over there and says, "Be mekabel Torah." He forced them to be mekabel Torah. So he says, they already said, you know, now it's a Nishman, we're very happy to accept it. What do you need to right, so the Taisa says, one answer, so the Tanchuma asks this, he says, no, you're very happy to become Teresh Vestav, but Teresh Vapeh is much too difficult. So, yeah, that was the fear. Okay, that is also helps, that's in place of the Yisroelim, that will help you in place of the Yisroelim. Okay, so he carries on further all about this, so we'll leave it after that now. Okay. So that's one thing we saw. That's the main thing I wanted to see tackle was what we just spoke about, the idea. Yeah, the difference the way he explains the pasuk of chesed and emes here and only in sha'ar. Okay. Now there's one other place where he speaks about this, which is on the pasuk of chesed of emes, chupa ovein, which is the pasuk in Mishnah. He speaks about it on there as well. There's something which is not exactly like the way he explains it here. Print that one if you want. This is what it is. Tezayin pasuk vav. I mean, I'm copying it. So there's a Tezayin pasuk vav. So just to remember, I mentioned this in passing when we saw the Ben Yonah asked. The Ben Yonah starts off, he says the pasuk chesed emes echupa lavein. What's going on? I mean, if you've done shuva. He said, well, you've done shuva. And if you haven't, then you can do as much chesed as you want, nothing like that. He said, no. So he said, no, there's a failure, the shuva doesn't help, you need your storm as well, and that's the chesed. Okay, let's see how he explains it here. He seems to say it's a bit different. I raised the point, so I said, Mia, why is he asking over here? Well, all the other ikrim. Right, we've just said, I don't know how many of them which ikrim we're up to. We've had about 10, 15 ikrim until now. Why is he asking all of them? Now, what's the point of all of these things, the dago and this and all of that? So all of them, you know, if you've did truva, and if you didn't, so he didn't say that, why? Because he explained many times, you know, there's dago, there's truva, there's different levels of truva. So why over here was he more bothered by that? The way I said it was, because the Lashon HaPasuk was, chesed le'emes yechupa oven. Yechupa means it's cleansed. So we're talking about someone who's talking about a level of the chesed helps to cleanse him from the sin. Right? And if he's done shuvah, the shuvah is a kapora already, right? Shuvah is a kapora. So he's already got the kapora something. Okay, you might need more. The more you can do, it'll help, you know. There's a basic kapara and there's all the additions. So all the ikrim are adding on to the kapara. Here the pasuk says, chesed emes yechupa oven. It's the basic kapara. Basic kapara, you need chesed emes. How's that working? So that's why he explained, you're right. Talking about certain type of veil, which shuvah is also on. Why does he seem to explain the other? Here, he seems to explain differently. So this is what I'm saying, they were bringing in initially on this pasuk of chesed emes yechupa oven. He says, for the year of the Shem Sumer. Right, so he says, he explains this, that's a similar idea. Ain kapara is offering guilty shuva. Right, the same problem. You're not going to get a kapara without shuva. So what's going on here? How does chesed le'emes help? Gam even after you've done shuva, or even after you've turned away from the evil deeds, tzorich loshis eitzes benafsha, you have to find, you have to think of a way, she's chaper avoyne kapara shleima. You've got to find a way to make sure you get a complete kapara. You can do shuva and not get a total kapara. Now I have to find ways to get more of a kapara. Every shuvah helps to a certain degree. It helps that your nefesh won't be totally sent, you know, be eternal damnation. Right? You're not, okay, you've done it, managed to save your neshama from that. Okay, but that's not necessarily, it's not a total shuvah. The free darker shuvah, the more you are Isaac in the ways of shuvah, yisratze habayis barach. There, and you want Hashem to, you know, we said many times, okay, you got rid of this dire punishment, but not enough. You want to get back into Kadosh Baruch Hu's good books. So that's not enough. Then you have to add, do further shuva, better shuva, and keep adding on to the shuva. Right? You want to be totally cleansed as if you've never sinned. So that you've got to keep adding on. And that's how he's explained in the pasuk. Besides that, there's actually tshuva he adds on here. Interesting, there's actually tshuva. You can do tshuva to the extent that tshuva not only want to get rid of all the negative, and it'll be a zchus, it'll be like a mitzvah. I'm guessing he means the Gemara who says that tshuva me'ava is it doesn't mean a veil stand. It's that tshuva itself is a mitzvah.
Yeah, it has a tendency to make aware to mitzvah.
Right.
It's worth by full away. When you do shuva, number one, you became not Michael, but Michael one immediately. But Michael disappeared. It is why angel comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu and said, Michael need to be punished. Because I understand, you broke my ways, it's very nice that you made me show what I have broken ways, I thought it. said, "You right? Find the person who broke away."
Yes, yes.
Now you punish.
Okay.
No, no person. No. Number two, the biggest mitzvah which exists behind it is moved from Michael to Michael one.
Oh my God! So I said the actual tshuva itself is the mitzvah. Not that it can turn. It's the various turn tshuva. It's the fact that the tshuva itself is the.
And vice versa, is Michael moving to Michael minus one, it's right. Also possible for the lower layer. There's right. Biggest away.
Right. Okay. Very good. Okay. So that's how I explain here. You didn't say anything about a certain various which. Shul doesn't help totally. You have your story in Averis, of course. Same thing in general, all Averis. All Averis, okay. The Shulva. Like we just said before, like all the other Krim, he said, right? He said, like he said, wait, in the beginning, it says, every you can do Averis, you'll do Shulva, okay, that's fine. But the more you do all of the Ikrim, then that will help, there'll be a better Shulva.
Right.
So here he explains us when it's possible as well, as he starts off. Chesed of Emes Chupa Rovim. Okay, you did Shuva, but you can always do better. You want to do better, do Chesed. It's not like you said that. I'll prove it because he carries on here in Mishnah. Oy, Derech Shein is another way of explaining that Pasuk is Binyan Havaras Oyeshwanam Zeh. Maybe this Pasuk is talking about the Yisurim, the Oyeshim you can get in this world. Ki Yesh Ova in Shuva Kaparos. So Yisurim work. Now, here he says what we've been saying the whole time. Right, it maybe means there's certain Averis which even after Shuva you're still going to get Yisurim. And then, on that we're saying, right? That's what he's saying here. So he's saying two pshatim. The second one is what we've been saying the whole time. Certain averus which tshuva doesn't help since he's sorry for that, chesed v'emes. He said before that it's a different pshat. All averus, you can do tshuva, but even in the Olam Haba, there will be something missing.
Yeah.
And chesed v'emes helps with that, like all of
you. You know, it's very, very similar with fasting on Yom Kippur. Okay? And when 2 o'clock you ate, you ate. What it means? What it means? Okay, after 2 o'clock you're not eating. Yeah. You know, you can get. Maybe it's not the same thing like you said, but.
Yeah, I know, but the point I'm bothering me a little bit. So why here by us, he didn't want to say that. Like we said, he was very happy to learn again with all of the other Ikrim. We came to this pasuk, the question is in the Shai Tshuva. No, that can't be shot here, like all the other Ikrim. Here it must mean you saw him. So the way he explained it was, he's coming from the Lashon Apostle, Yechupa Rovoin. Well, he had a kapor, he's saying here, all the other Ikrim are. On Kapora plus,
but you speak very nicely.
Right, but here he's saying here he understands what we call the basic tshuva that's called Kapora already. Anything else is Kapora plus. Okay, so that's why he said over here. So Chesed Emes is even in the basic tshuva. How does that work? So he said it's going in this way. In Mishnah he understands that even the basic tshuva is not called that. That's not Kapora. Kapora, what we call Kapora, basic tshuva just helps that you're not going to, this person's not going to go to Gehenna, that's not a total Kapora. When you talk about Kapora, included in the word Kapora, he understands, is also this idea of this closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu, going back to as you work, you know, the sin is totally gone, right, that way he wrote, as if you had never sinned before, that's called Kapora. So when a positive says, Chesed v'emes, I mean, right, you'll get to the highest degree of tshuva. Chesed v'emes, okay? He said, very good, like everything else. You'll do the basic tshuva, not yet got kapara, and all the additions, that will get you to the high degree of kapara. Mm-hmm. In here, in Shai Tshuva, he seems to understand the word yichupa oven differently. Yichupa oven means the very basic of what tshuva does. In fact, it might
be. But it's something you're speaking one, the same thing.
Right, so
where is it based?
Yeah, where's the base? In other words, and so what's the apostle talking about, right? Is the apostle talking about this? It's actually, there is machlekes, Rashi and Rambanan, I'll tell you, and what the word kapara means. It's in Parshas V'Yishlach, actually. It says there, Yaakov Avinu said, Achapra ponov b'mincha. Achapra, I'll send a gift to Esav. Achapra ponov. I will. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Achapra ponav, Rashi says, Avatel roi gzai. Achapra means, yeah, I'll calm him down, I'll make him not angry with me. Right? Now, Ban says, no, it's not shot in the word kapara. Kapara means, will cleanse.
Yeah.
The kapara means to cleanse, or cleanse. The word achapra means, not to mean vatel, means, I will take away that avera. I mean, essentially that same sort of same two options of saying that. Does kapara just mean the basic getting rid of the einish, which when you're in here seems to say, or does it actually say lands in Mishnah? You say no, it makes as if the avera never happened. Kilo lehaya. Essentially, two ways of understanding kapara.
Maybe it's both.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Okay. Thank you very much.